Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 388 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Jason.
Hi, Pat. My name is Jason Anderson. I own a website called canonblogger.com that's been active for probably going on around 8 or 9 years now. And last couple few years, I've actually been utilizing it much less, just with a lot of other personal things going on in my life. Would like to reconnect with the blog and the audience that has continued to stay connected there on a limited basis for the last year or two. And I'm wondering how to do it in terms of the types of content that I should be writing, the types of posts that I should be putting together. I tried putting together a couple ebooks, tried generating a bunch of fresh new content, and it seems like no one's getting engaged. So I'm wondering if it's because I've been gone for too long, or if perhaps the photography space is oversaturated at this point and people have given up and moved on. So just was wondering to hear your thoughts on the subject, if you have any ways to reconnect after you've been away from a site for a certain amount of time, especially one that is photography specific. So I'd like to hear your thoughts and possible routes to take on this. Been a listener for about 6 months now and been liking the content I'm hearing so far. Thanks and keep up the great work. Bye.
Hey, Jason, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I know that a lot of people have gone through the same thing. They've walked away from their blogs for a little bit, some not posting for years and wanting to come back or just getting reignited to do something special on it. And so hopefully I can help you out with that today. So what kind of content should you be creating to have more engagement? Well, I feel that you're going to have to really have conversations with your audience first before that can happen. You don't want to guess. I mean, you can try and guess, and I would recommend actually if you've, during your little hiatus, figured out something awesome, maybe have accomplished something amazing or have some new credentials to offer, or maybe you found out some incredible new technique or you've done some amazing travel photography or something like that, you know, share that. Be honest about kind of what you're up to and why you're coming back and what you have and look forward to doing for your audience. But I would also share some of those things that you've been up to as well. That will help you reconnect with some people just immediately. And again, because it's photography related, if there's something that you could share, maybe a quick tip as well, that would be extremely helpful. So in terms of the kind of content, quick tips, anything that can get a quick small win is going to be completely helpful for really re-engaging and being like, oh yeah, this is why I followed Jason in the first place, because they're going to get some sort of quick result. And again, this is a quote I say all the time. If you want to change somebody's life, you want to start by changing their day first. So start with these small things. You know, a lot of people struggle because sometimes when they go away for a while and they come back, they try to come back with an epic post. You know, they spend months researching it, and it's 5,000 words long, and it's an amazing post, but then they publish it and they're wondering why they're hearing crickets. It's because they haven't been there for a while. So I think if you start out with rapid fire, maybe coming back increasing the content posting schedule even more so than when you were when your content was being published regularly, at least for just a short period of time, maybe having some blog posts and other types of content, if you have other types of content like videos or podcasts in the bag for even a month's time, to really just, again, re-engage your audience, show them why they're there, and really that really you're committing to come back. I think that's the most important thing, because a lot of times people get, you know, hurt a little bit that you had served them so well back in the day, and then you've left, and you know, maybe you come back and that's great, but you know, they aren't quite sure if you are coming back for real. But if you can really give them these quick small wins, that'll make it easier for you, instead of coming up with like hundreds of pieces of epic content. It doesn't have to be epic content. It just has to be something that is actionable, something that you could share, also inspirational, educational, but also quick. That's what's going to help you re-engage your audience the quickest, I feel. In addition to that, like I said earlier, you'll have to have conversations with your audience as well. Potentially in that first post that you come out with, sort of re-announcing your comeback and things like that, which I do think is important. You just don't want to come back all of a sudden like you hadn't left before. I think it's important to be honest with your audience as well. In that particular post, you could, for example, engage them with a question. And yes, not everybody is going to be engaged, but the people who do respond, those are the people who are on your site, who you do have to nurture and thank and really listen to. You could even have a little bit more of a more in-depth survey. There's a book called Ask by Ryan Levesque, which I recommend. I just started running a survey recently over the past couple weeks. You can actually find that survey still if you're listening to this within the week that this comes out, at spisurvey.com. There's a number of questions there that you can shape and structure your potential survey from as well. But Ask by Ryan Levesque is the book, and you can find that at askpat.com/ask-book. And that's been extremely helpful for me for understanding exactly what questions I should be asking to determine what types of content I should be writing and what courses potentially to come out with and those types of things. So again, that's Ask by Ryan Levesque. So those questions, even if it's just one question, hopefully you have an email list already, Michael. You can just send, hey guys, I'm back. Here's some posts that are coming up in the future. Again, just teasing them about what's coming. Hopefully you create a bunch of stuff for that month where there's going to be sort of a nice rhythm going, where you kind of show that you're back and for real and you're delivering all this amazing actionable content. You can even mention that you have some episodes, or excuse me, if you have a podcast, yes, it will be episodes, but maybe some blog posts coming up in that announcement email. Hey guys, I'm back. Here's what's coming up. Check out my 5 top tips on using this particular lens here. I found out a cool trick on using this here. Check out my review coming up on the Canon Revel T4i. That's coming out later in the month as well. Look forward to serving you guys again. Thanks so much. And I would love for you to answer this one question for me. What are you struggling with the most? Or what would you like me to see? What would you like me to write a blog post about? Now, if you're coming back, you better make sure you answer those questions. You can reply and just say, hey guys, you know, if an individual replies to that particular question, you could say, thank you so much. Just to, again, let them know that you're there on the other end. That's the most important thing. So Jason, I hope that answers your question, and I wish you the best of luck. The photography space also, I would recommend, a lot of people are using Instagram now to truly show off their photography. A lot of, I follow a lot of Nat Geo or National Geographic photographers, and they have hundreds of thousands of followers. And I know a lot of amateur photographers who have tens of thousands of followers as well, and they use that to drive traffic back to their website as well. So build that following on Instagram, show off your photography, share those tips, start to build those followings of Canon users. It sounds like that's who you're serving on your site. And, get ahead with some of the upcoming products that are coming out as well. I know Canon's always coming out with amazing things. And if you can be some of the first ones to create video reviews and things like that, that's, again, going to reestablish your authority in the space quite quickly. So cheers. I wish you all the best. And we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thanks again so much for your questions. Everybody, for those of you who have questions on your mind right now, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page and potentially get featured here on the show and get an Ask Pat t-shirt. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote today from Napoleon Hill. He said, "All achievements, all earned riches have their beginning in an idea." Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. And again, a reminder, we're still collecting survey responses. To help me better serve you in the future, go to spisurvey.com now. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.